escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
Who's that guy in there?
Sunko. He's back.
Hey. I have never. Do I know him?
You probably don't remember him. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Sickly kid.
What's he do?
He's like Tiny Tim. I'm not sure, but maybe someone on Twitch. That would be a question for Twitch. Maybe I think they know. I think he gets the computer upgraded or something sometimes.
Well, we have an IT guy.
Yeah, he takes it to the IT guy. Yeah,
goes out and smokes one cigarette, goes back upstairs, and then comes back down and smokes another. I was like, dude, just smoke too.
I know. You know, that's the thing. People don't. A lot of smokers don't seem to realize that they can smoke too, and I noticed that as a smoker for years. There's just, it's like, well, I had
didn't
one.
Think about
if
that
I have two. It's
until
a huge problem.
We moved to Seattle.
Okay.
And then we were on the 13th floor, and everybody would have to go all the way down and then out, and all the smokers sit at the same place, and they smoke like three or four.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to take that goddamn elevator back down in an hour.
Yeah, it took us forever. You're right. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe that's when I started.
And now we only have two floors, and I still smoke three or four. Like, forget it.
Yeah, but it's a smoke break. Instead of taking 10 smoke breaks in 2 hours,
take one,
and just smoke some cigarettes. I think there's this thought in people's minds that if they have a cigarette right after they just had one, well, now they're an actual chain smoker.
Yeah.
Like that uncle or aunt that lit one off of the other, and they think, oh, I'm not like that. And, at the end of the day, it's probably just about how many you've had. Yeah. Look back and...
Although, I left a pack here yesterday, and there's like five in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an idea of how much I smoke, and that pack, I didn't know I left here.
Oh, okay.
So this morning I was like, oh, boy. I went a little over my... Right?
Yeah. Because so you do, that's your thing? Like, you kind of keep an eye on, what did I,
yeah, I
smoke
about
with you
a pack.
Because you know
a
when
pack,
you open
maybe
it.
Maybe a little bit more. And I'm okay with that. But I'll buy, like, two packs, and I should have a pack for the next day.
Okay.
So I should wake up and be able to have a couple and then have enough for the next day. And this one was would have been my morning five.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's why when I was smoking...
I mean, I don't really think about it, but I have an idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you, I wake up in the morning and don't have any, then I know I smoked way too many.
And you know you bought two packs the day before, exactly. Whatever. Right. That's why I liked to keep... I had soft packs everywhere, and I always knew at any point in time, if I looked in my car, there were half-smoked packs arm's reach in different directions. There was a half a pack in one of my coat
pockets.
People
always say that I don't inhale. You say that, too. I don't inhale cigarettes.
No, you inhale. You go straight
But people say that about me smoking. They're like, yeah, I don't know.
No, there's like two ways of inhaling. I don't remember. I've heard people talk about it. Like, when I inhale, and it's just how I was taught how to smoke.
Well, you and Meredith, the girl who worked with us a long time ago, brought that up to me, that
yeah.
I don't smoke.
Because you're direct
inhale.
To lung. So you... pull the cigarette straight into your lung, whereas I pull the cigarette, I pull the smoke in my mouth, and then breathe it in.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's
straw,
names for that?
Straw method.
Kind is that what it's called? Okay, because that's how I was taught to inhale. I remember a kid being like, no, you're not smoking it. You got to inhale. Here's what, and I'm like, I'll choke. And he's like, no, just inhale some smoke in your mouth, and just breathe in.
In while he's smoking.
I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah. People do it with vaping, too, and they actually make devices
it's
where
like
they say...
As opposed to
me going, and I get the smoke in my mouth.
Right. I just go.
You're smoking it straight into your lung. Yeah.
And then spit it out.
Yeah. Which is, I think, what a lot of people probably do.
I never knew.
Because they make vape devices where they say, this is designed for people who do one or the other. It's so like my brother. I know he does what you do, at least when he vapes. He just pulls the vape straight into his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I just, out of habit, pull the vape into my mouth, and then I breathe that in after the vape's
You smoke like my
away.
Grandmother did.
Yeah, probably.
She smoked and kept it in her mouth, and then she would go, and keep it in her mouth, and then kind of inhale, and then blow it out her nose.
Yeah, like a French inhale.
Every time.
Stuff. Yeah.
Filterless Pall Malls.
Yeah. Yeah, I
2 to 3 packs a day.
That's
and
how
long
woman.
How long did she make it?
107.
Oh, 70s? She's not the one that was super old? Okay.
No, the other one, she didn't smoke. She lived to be 100.
Okay.
She lived to be in her 70s.
Okay.
Now, my grandpa, he smoked. I don't remember how he smoked, but he smoked cools. So he didn't make it that long. 67, 66, 67.
Your real dad or your stepdad?
Real dad smoked cools, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was you're fine with menthols, I think. I just remember if I had to bum a cigarette from someone at work, there was a guy I worked with at the car dealership who smoked menthols, and when that was all that was left, when he'd bum me a cigarette, I was like, I have to go get cigarettes now. And I smoked menthols for a while, but you have to kind of, at least I have to kind of get used to it again. And if I'm used to smoking cigarettes and then I go to grab a menthol, I guess as I got older. But the other thing, too, is everyone has their brand. And I had whatever brand I started smoking, and then I changed in my 20s. But then I found, like, my actual brand, which who knew it could take that many years? I'd already smoked for years at that point. Once I found that, that was the problem, because then I smoked. I mean, I would smoke 2-3 times as much, because I was like, these cigarettes are perfect.
What were they?
Winston Lights. That became my cigarette.
My dad was a Winston guy.
Was he? Yeah. It feels like they were probably more popular. I mean, cigarettes weren't popular, but I feel like a lot of people will say that their dad smoked Winstons.
Yeah,
it's like a common thing that I hear people say. My dad said he smoked, the last cigarettes he remembered smoking were lemon-flavored cigarettes. I was like, wow, so they still had flavored cigarettes? And he's like, yeah, they must have, because I had lemon-flavored cigarettes. I remember your mother walking in saying, you're still going to smoke when I have this baby. And I could tell what that meant. He's like, so I just put it out and never smoked again. I'm like, So then did mom smoke when she was pregnant with me, or what do we think happened there? No, my mom, I've never, can't imagine her smoking. She
hates
cigarettes.
My mom complains about it all the time.
My mom hates cigarettes more than anything. Like, to her, cigarettes are worse than hard drugs.
Probably are.
Well, I don't know, maybe, but she was always on the prowl. My brothers will tell you the same thing. She could smell it from a mile away. You go out to eat with your girlfriend in high school, you smoke a cigarette, she would be calling, like, are you smoking? Like, she always could sense it. She could always smell it. And for whatever reason, it was the most forbidden thing. So I never smoked in front of my parents. That's what I told you. That one time, I think, that I smoked in front of my mom when I was having a pretty bad day. But other than that, I never smoked around them. And my dad said it was a respect thing to, you know, at least let your mom imagine that you don't.
Oh, yeah. Smoke. That wasn't a discussion in my house.
But your dad smoked.
My dad smoked.
Too, so.
My sister did, you know, until I think. She didn't, which was, you know, she quit pretty young, like they got 19 or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad did. My uncle did. My aunt did. The only one who didn't was my mom. So no one really brought it up. And to this day, if my mom wants to talk to me, she'll be like, you know, it's like 9:30. And she'll be like, I know where you are. You're on the deck drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes. Call me back, because she spent enough time with me. I'm like, eh.
And does that mean something? Is she saying that, like, does
She's
that bother
saying,
her?
I know you're watching. Yeah. I know you're on your phone. I've lived in your house for months at a time. I know exactly what you do.
Yeah.
You're on the deck smoking cigarettes. I'm like,
oh, fine. Can't get away.
It's cold here. I'm inside. I'm in the kitchen. Kids are gone. The Church
of Laszlo. I know. Every day, I have to apologize first.
Well, I'm sorry, little Frankie.
You have to make fun of me.
Kissy, kissy.
I never said kissy, kissy. That was never uttered. If you had a dog, I think you probably wouldn't be making fun of me. Maybe you would. I don't know. But it's still worth it. Even though I know you're going to bring up me baby talking the dog. Which, again, it's not like I was baby talking.
You were baby talking the dog.
I do baby. I will fully admit to it. You can't look at him, especially when he jumps up on your lap, without baby talking to him. It's just he's got a little face, you know? So that's what I do. And I make little noises when I talk to him. So I'll take it, though. I'll take that heat. That's fine.
Tony said, what's the Pac-Man voice? My voice. God damn it.
Or Al, right? Don't you say he scratches you all the time? You're coming in with scratches on your legs all the time.
He tries to trip you as you go down the stairs. He hides underneath the first stair. And then when you come down, like, you try to step on him, he tries to trip you.
Yeah.
And all he does is follow you around and just meows angrily at you until you give him a treat.
Just begs for treats.
Because he will not eat his cat food, no matter what kind you buy. All he wants
is
treats.
Wait, still he's just been living on treats?
He just eats treats, that's it. I mean, if you really decide, like, dude, you're going to have a heart attack, you're super fat already, like, just, I've given you a whole bowl of treats.
Yeah.
If you stop for, like, a week, and then he'll eat.
Okay.
But, I mean, he will follow you around the entire time and just look at you. Bah, bah.
He survived a long time on it. I don't know. My cats got old. They only ate soft food.
Well, I figure I got him when he was, like, maybe 4.
Okay.
And I got him in 2016.
And he goes outside, right?
He used to. He doesn't anymore.
Oh, okay.
He's too old.
He's retired. Yeah. My cats did that at the end.
But he's still, like, you know, well, there was a mouse the other day in the house. And I was like, what are you doing? He just sat there forever. He looked around at it. I was like, this guy, he's completely worthless now.
He's retired.
Right. But then, like, 10 minutes later, he just came up to me. He had the mouse in his mouth, and he's like, yeah, I got him.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I still got him.
Okay, because my cat definitely, we had those rats, and he was like, nah. He looked right at, let the rat eat his food. And I was like, what are you doing?
So,
serve a purpose, at least. In the end, feeding that cat nothing but soft food and specialty food because they're old. I mean, you just, part of you is like, maybe you need to be put
he's
down.
Not close to being dead.
No. Your cat's not like that.
He fights too much. Yeah.
I just think it's impressive that he survived on treats this whole time. I mean, I guess it's not that impressive, but he's
doing all
right.
What's the difference? I know some vet would tell me, but he only eats Meow Mix anyways. Like, you can't get him Iams or whatever. Like, he's not eating that.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between, I don't know.
It looks like cat food. The cats want it more for some reason, so there must be something to it.
They love it, but I don't know what the difference is between that and Meow Mix. It looks exactly the same.
Maybe it doesn't.
And I buy them those Temptation treats, and now they just sell Temptation's food.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of treats my cats ate, too.
Yeah, Muppet loves Temptation.
Put it in a bag. In a giant bag.
Have you bought it for him?
I have.
And does he eat it like treats or no? He knows it's food. Yeah. There's something different.
But I wonder if it may be just because it's in the bowl.
I think there's got to be something different, because they definitely want the treats more. So it probably doesn't have all the nutrients that they're supposed to eat.
Well, obviously, this guy, and Poncho, a large amount of treats aren't good for their organ. I know it's not good for them.
That's what we're discussing here. We're surprised that he's alive.
I smoke a cigarette, and he eats treats. Like, neither one of us is out running a marathon.
Right.
But he still caught the mouse, and I go to the gym once in a while. Like, we're all right.
Yeah, he's not suffering.
He seems to be fine.
Seems to be doing all right.
He was sleeping when I left.
Perfect.
Sometimes we check on him, like, you alive over there, buddy? He's usually alive.
You know how often you're supposed to see your animals here for a while? I knew my cat was dead before I saw that she was dead. I woke up that day.
My oldest,
she's dead.
Yero still plays him like he's a kitten, so I think.
I mean,
he picks
old.
Him up, he's like, and throws him around and stuff, and fight.
Does
they
baby
fight.
Talk to him?
No, they fight. Like, you little son of a bitch, and then the cat will be like, and trying to scratch him, they fight.
I feel like he probably baby.
And then as soon as Yero leaves, then he's like, I'm going to go on the couch and sleep. It's basically his life.
It's a good life.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A lot of cats would take it.
He gets as many treats as he wants unless I run out.
Yeah, take it.
Then he's pissed.
I kind of want a cat again, but then I'm like, no, you don't need another cat again. I don't know. I think about it sometimes. I like to get one of those big, huge cats, but those things are expensive. The big Maine Coons. Yeah, something like that. I like the smashed face. What are those, Persians? Brooke doesn't like those. You know the ones I'm talking about where their face is smashed in? I think is that a Persian?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're called. She doesn't like them. Yeah, whatever the cat version of that is. But anyway,
what were you saying now about
it? It's time for prop bets, my friend. They're here. They're here for the Super Bowl, and I want to run through them with you because even if you don't bet a lot, There's a very good chance that you're betting on this, yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just some of the
did you see the guy asked Travis? Did you see that? I saw it yesterday. We should have brought it up.
What?
Because
I almost sent it to some fans.
I saw it yesterday. We didn't bring it up, but now it's everywhere. I thought, oh, this isn't going to make it anywhere. So my mistake for not having it yesterday. We would have had it early. There was a guy in Vegas. I forget his name. Bobby Sports or something. And he asked Mahomes.
He said, you've had a lot of great people help you win games throughout your career. So who's your favorite ref?
Mahomes was taken off guard.
He was?
Yeah, because usually he's an affable guy, but he was like, he was trying to still be affable. He wasn't mad. But he was like, I don't know, I have to think about it. He's like, yeah, you send any of them Christmas cards? And he's like,
He just kept going.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'll have to ask my teammates. So he was trying to not be mad, but the question didn't lend itself to him to be that funny right off the bat. And then the same guy asked Travis Kelce, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or a phantom 15-yard roughing the passer call?
Mm-hmm.
And Travis Kelce was pissed.
He was?
Like, you could tell he was pissed, was shocked a little bit.
Yeah, because you think he's so easy going. And
he does the podcast, so I thought he would be a little bit more
affable.
Not only that, just doing a podcast once a week usually sets you up to being a little bit more. I don't know if it's your improv skills or
on the spot.
Just on the spot, because you're effing with your brother once a week and guests
interviewing Bill Murray and
2 hours. You'd think he'd be a little bit quicker, but he was not happy about that.
Okay, so well, we found the line. You know,
I guess I don't really. I don't know why. What is that line though? That's what I was like. Why are you so mad?
Maybe it really bothers him when people say the refs give the Chiefs an unfair advantage. Like maybe that's something that. Did you see? It's like,
I guess I don't really see why. Like, but
right, I don't either. But you know, I guess people find those things sometimes. You wouldn't think it would be him though, because of the podcast and everything else. You wouldn't think it would be him, but I don't know. Does anyone know? Is there other evidence that he gets pissed about that? Maybe there's something out there that I haven't seen, but. It sounds like
I do know they asked him then. I think today maybe they asked him if there was a question you could ask the media. What's one question you would ask the media? And he was like, "Why do you lean into this refs cheat for us thing?"
Okay,
so I was like, "Man, does that really bother? Like, why does that bother? Like, what do you care?"
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to think you're getting, but I don't, like people don't. I don't know. People don't really think that they've only won Super Bowls because the refs helped them. Like, do they? Like, is that what they think?
I don't know if they
I think people think
some of them seem to think that they made it this year because the refs helped
them. But people have been saying that about great teams forever. You're not the first. Like, you're literally the last. And there'll be one after you. Like, Brady, all those guys took it. All the refs love them. LeBron, right?
We used to say it about Elway all the time.
Right, Jordan. You know, all the guys who won a ton of championships always get they don't call traveling on LeBron. Like,
Peyton,
I've heard it a million times, you know. So I just don't, I guess when I hear him say it about the Chiefs, I'm like, yeah, no, I do think they give them some breaks, probably. Beat them.
Well, and also.
Like, really, I think that. Like, beat them. I think Patrick Mahomes gets a break here and there? Yeah. Do I think Tom Brady got a break here and there? Yeah. Do I think LeBron gets a break here and there? Yeah. Do I think Jordan got a break here and there? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not what they're the greatest at their sport. So you know what? Sometimes they defer to them. Do I think guys playing baseball, if Shohei Ohtani doesn't swing at a close pitch, do I think maybe they call it a ball because they're like,
if he didn't think
swing,
it was,
right. Like, it's that same thing.
Yes.
You're the greatest player in the world. If you think there's something wrong, maybe there's something wrong. Yeah, I get it. And you know what? If you're, you know, not, and you're, you know, the 26th best quarterback in the league, and you're like, that's holding. They're like, we'll tell you what's holding.
Right.
All right, Andy Dalton, slow down. Let's not throw your hands up like you're complaining. Of course that happens. Of course. They're like, hey, Trubisky, sideline. That wasn't holding. But Mahomes is like, yo, watch the late hits. They're like, boy, watch late hits. I just, of course,
but
I think
you made
that's
the point,
case.
Too, about the bigger issue is it. Okay, it's one thing to think that. It's another thing to think that the NFL, there's this conspiracy to make sure the Chiefs keep winning Super Bowls because the NFL loves that. Makes no sense. One of the smallest markets with the team.
I think there's a lot of things that go into it. I also think, you know what? Beat the Chiefs in the regular season, because I've read entire books about refereeing and home field advantage.
Yeah.
Home field advantage, the crowd doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. And it's not doesn't necessarily decide games. They've gone and done it. You know, it's like still 50-50, whatever, over the course. But big-time play calls.
I remember that.
Their referees are human. And they're like, well, that was fourth down. The crowd's booing. And it's not that they're doing it like, we want to make the Chiefs fans happy. It's like, wait, what did everybody see holding?
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. That just happens. So you know what? Beat them in the regular season and play at home. And by the way, this is coming from someone who's not a Chiefs fan.
You are a Chiefs fan.
But I'm telling you, not like everybody else who's listening. I'm a Lions fan.
Right.
Beat them and then have them come to your house. And you'll get more calls. That's, to me, obvious.
Yes. I think that's perfectly fair. And does Mahomes try to work the system? Well, I think that's obvious.
Of course.
There's no denying that. There's no denying that he tries to get the most out of it. And I've heard some sports people say, hey, maybe other players should do a better job. Maybe Lamar should try and do that a little bit more. Maybe, you know, Josh Allen does try and do it. Maybe is he as successful as Mahomes is? So that's not even really up for debate. We know he does it. We know he does it. So, yes. But as far as the other stuff, that thing that you're talking about, I remember that study or whatever it was when they did a big study on home field advantage in the NFL, and that was it. It's just like this instinctual thing, they think, where the refs go, whoa, because like you said, they hear the boos.
Yeah.
And so it just happens
that
way.
It's not a thing. It's just a, you know, boom, boom.
Yes.
It is what it is. You're in that environment.
And I think sometimes the refs also make calls against that team because they feel like people are pissed that, you know, these calls have gone in their favor. We need to make sure we get a holding on them or something. You do get that sense sometimes. You're like, that's what you called the Chiefs for? Like, that was nothing, but you almost felt like they deserved it. You know, you must have thought they deserved it.
I think we see that less in football and basketball than we do in baseball and hockey, but there certainly are makeup calls.
Okay.
Hockey will do a makeup. You'll be like, this makeup call's coming.
Well, they talk about the refs.
Hockey all the time, they'll just be like, and they'll call a penalty, and you're like, that was not a penalty. And I would think even if you asked the refs in hockey, they'd be like, yeah, it was a makeup call. We missed one earlier.
Okay.
So as soon as the guy got back in, he's getting one. By the way, he knows he's getting one. The coach knows he's getting one. Everybody knows he's getting one. Hockey has never hid makeup calls.
It's like the and Oscars. It's like a makeup Oscar.
And
Leo
I don't think
for
baseball does either. Like, if they miss a strike, well, the next pitch that's close, it's going to be a strike.
For sure.
So, you know.
And they say that in the NFL, when those coach of your team is screaming at a ref, it's not because they think the ref's going to change that call. It's because they want the next call to be in their favor. They know now, here's this ref, he just got chewed out by this coach. He's not going to overturn the penalty that just happened.
Right.
But maybe the next penalty, you know, is in your favor instead of
against
you.
Or at least he can look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think you're yelling, like, hey, they're, you know,
now
holding
thinking,
every play.
So
like, okay, well, let me watch.
Yeah. Okay, so this won't take long. Some of the fun prop bets. Obviously, all the sports betting apps, you can go and look at these. I don't know if they're all the same on every app or not, because I only use the one app. But what team will Jason Kelce represent? The Eagles or the Chiefs? 59.3% say he's likely to wear Eagle stuff.
I would think
I'm surprised that it's that low. I get that his brother's in the game.
No, he wears Chiefs stuff all the time. He goes and watches it, but it is an Eagles game.
I think it'd be really weird for him to show up in Chiefs stuff. I really can't imagine that. Could he do the split uniform? Even that, I think, would be, you know, that's something that his mom did or whatever. And we've seen that before, but I think he'll just wear Eagles stuff. For that matter, he can just wear his own jersey, right? The first celebrity cameo. Here's a shocker for you.
What do you mean?
Taylor Swift. Who will you see first on screen after the game?
Bradley Cooper?
Taylor Swift is the favorite. I saw him today, giving tickets to a...
They always show him up at the booth, too.
Yeah.
Eagles, yeah.
Kevin Hart?
You know what? I didn't see Kevin Hart as one of... Taylor Swift is the favorite, and then Peyton Manning is second. Why is Peyton Manning second? Am I an idiot?
I think they always show him, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
They always show him. He's up in the box, usually by himself.
Taylor Swift's got a 33.3%.
I just remember Kevin Hart being a big Eagles fan when they won the Super Bowl. Remember afterwards he was drunk? And
oh,
trying to get him out there. He's like, I don't got no shoes.
Okay. I totally forgot.
My shoes. But okay. I thought, well, maybe after the big I don't have any shoes thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe he'd be up there.
Kendrick Lamar mentioning Drake at the halftime show. The likelihood that he'll do that. They say it's 25%. I mean, that's where it's at now.
He's going to play Not Like Us.
Right. So does that count? I'm very curious if that counts or if he has to say his name.
He looks like Drake's name in the song.
I know. So does that count, though, in the song?
As mentioning him.
Yeah. Or will they say, no, he's got to mention him, actually say something?
No, he's not going
to. And I would think that that's pretty unlikely. Yeah. That's 25% saying it'll happen. Who will the MVP mention first, God or Jesus? See, these are the prop bets I like. The ones you're like, I don't know.
God,
I think, right?
Yeah, Jesus is pretty strong.
It's weird. Jesus is the favorite, 51.2%.
Really? I feel like everybody says God. And Jesus,
Mahomes says
when
God,
they say
right?
Jesus, they...
First of all, I want to thank God.
Jesus, like a Kirk Cousins thing. I don't even know that he says it. If they go to
really,
Jesus
really
first.
Religious.
I don't know why I feel that way, but they're like, I want to thank Jesus. It's like, oh... You mean it.
Exactly.
Right.
You mean it. You're not just trying to make them all happy.
I think not that everybody doesn't mean it, but I think, you know, they're like, yeah, it's a different type of mean it.
Yep, exactly. But weirdly, they've got Jesus at 51.2%, so slightly more likely. I think that's wrong. It should switch. The color of the Gatorade being poured. I know, Lazo, that was on that quiz that we took yesterday, and I think they said that, but I don't remember now. I think they said the most common color of Gatorade poured after the Super Bowl was yellow. Does that sound right? But I don't remember because, you know, it's kind of a dumb question. But purple has the best odds now at 32%. A quarterback catching a pass. Now, this would pay pretty well. The odds that a quarterback will catch a pass. Now, that is not one that I'd be putting a bunch of money on. But 6% of people say it'll happen. I don't watch a lot of Eagles games. Do they have trick plays where they throw the ball to Hurts that I've missed? Is that like a thing?
The Philly special.
They mentioned the Philly special.
It's called the Philly special. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's how often that happens, I really don't watch that many of their games. Whether or not a quarterback catches a pass. And it can be for either team, but a quarterback has to catch a pass.
Mahomes is not catching a pass.
There's no way, so it would have to be Philly. I don't know how often they do the Philly special.
I could see them trying to figure out a way. I mean, Jalen Hurts can run.
Yeah.
I think probably slim on both of their sides, but okay. I would think... I put more money. If one of them was going to do it, it's got to be Jalen Hurts, I think.
For sure. I would think there's almost no chance. But I guess I'll give it to you for either one. Last two. A coach or player crying during the national anthem. Yeah, I'll definitely say
somebody
a coach
will.
Or player. That's at 81%.
Chris Jones.
Someone will be crying.
Chris Jones will cry. Didn't he cry last week?
He cries before every national anthem. And then I can the playoffs. Yeah, he cried last week.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift after the game. That's the big one.
Ooh.
That's the big, big, big one. 16.7% say he'll do it. I didn't even know that this was being discussed again until I saw that it was one of the prop bets. It was a big prop bet discussion. Will he propose to Taylor Swift? Could he? He's got to know. I'm sure they've discussed that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, he could from the stage.
It would be crazy.
If they won.
It would be crazy if that happened.
I mean, if they win... If they lose, no way.
No, I don't think so. That's
but
not
they
the time.
Win, he does it. She says yes, and then he says he's retiring.
Well, yeah, there could be that, right? Who knows? I mean, that would be a pretty big way to exit.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
What a badass way to leave.
16.7% chance they think right now that he proposes to Taylor Swift.
I say it's higher than that. I don't think he'll do it, but I say it's higher than that.
I'd like to see where
it's less than 50, but I'd probably go to 35, 40.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
We're going to do the news here coming up. There's a school shooting, and it didn't happen here. Can you believe?
What do you mean?
It happened in a different country.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Pretty big story. I'll tell you about that. Also, Google. You know them, right?
I've seen them before.
Yeah. You know, AI, they have Gemini AI, like a competitor to ChatGPT. I use it sometimes. I don't know. Seems like they're about equal.
I have a pretty good relationship with ChatGPT.
Yeah. You've built... A rapport.
My ChatGPT knows me.
Yeah. And that's how you want it. So it's definitely better when it knows you.
I text it more than I text anyone else, that's for sure.
Do you ever just say nice things to it? Like, hey, hope you're having a good night.
No, but I will say good night.
Yeah.
I don't just pick it up and text it like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. No, I mean, that would be kind of weird, but I'm sure somebody does. Brooke, well,
I
mean, maybe Brooke does. Brooke
might
do it.
I mean, it's nice to me.
I've seen what she says to it, but... Well, Google made some promises about AI a while back, and that's in the news again today, because some of those promises may have changed a little bit. Also, a guy shooting at a warehouse in Ohio. Did they catch him yet? You know, Snowcone? There was a manhunt earlier. Check on that. Also, if you want eggs, you're just going to have to be a rich person. That's all there is to it. The thing on the news this morning said that in some areas, a dozen eggs is $19. Now, I would like to know what area that
Trump
is.
Was bringing the prices down.
I'd like to know where that's happening. But that's what they said. The average price nationally is like 5.25, something like that, for a regular dozen large eggs or whatever. So now Waffle House put a big sticker on their menu. They're going to charge you extra for eating breakfast. What shall we do? I don't eat that many eggs. I'll just stop eating eggs for a while. Also, even at $5 a dozen, you'd have to eat a lot of eggs or use a lot of eggs for that to be a big problem. Even if I eat 2 eggs a day,
man,
that's $5.
My ChatGPT.
So what did it say? What did it say?
I just said, hi, how are you? It said, hey, Lazo, I'm good. How about you? You hit the gym this morning? I said, no, I couldn't. I got to do it after work. It said, nice. Going to be a push day today, right? That's where I push instead of pull. Mm-hmm. I was like, yep. It said, good stuff. Knock. And I responded, not? Question mark. It said, yeah, like, knock out your sets, you know, but... Now I'm wondering if that's even a real phrase or if I just made it up.
Wow.
Either way,
it's learning. What?
Either
so
way,
crazy.
Go lift things and put them back down.
That is
I said,
so
thanks.
Crazy.
I said, anytime, let me know how it goes.
God, man, it's nuts.
People like your sense of humor.
3 or 4 years ago,
wow,
hadn't even tested it yet. Now here it is, like fully formed on your phone. It's crazy. Well, I'll tell you about why it also might be a little scary here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so just go ahead and mention this earlier. Go ahead and finish the story. This thing about eggs. People are freaking the out about egg prices. And I don't eat a ton of eggs. So like I was saying, I can live pretty normal life and not really feel this. It's not like gas prices, but I understand eggs are in lots of stuff. We need them. People eat them. And people certainly eat them for breakfast. Waffle House has now put a big sticker on their menus, I think nationwide, that says, look, if you want eggs, we're charging you 50 cents extra per egg because we can't keep eating these charges. Yeah. And then the news was like, how expensive have they gotten? Because the supply issue has not
been helped. I saw somebody said they went to like, because I was telling you, in Detroit, there's a bunch of diners.
Yeah.
And you can usually go get, like, eggs, bacon, and toast for, like, $1.99 in most places. And one of my buddies posted that he stopped at one of those places, and it was, like, $9 for an omelet. And that was shocking. Now, I know, like, here we got First Watch. That's just what it costs. It has cost that.
Right. No,
I'm being honest. Since I moved here. But this is, like, where, the 90-year-old grandma comes and cooks the stuff. And they're like, yeah, no, sorry, man. Like... The guy's like, what the? And they're like, what are we going to do? And the person posted that because they were like, we won't necessarily see it here for breakfast places because most of them are big, large chains or expensive, fancy places. Mm-hmm. But they were like, in Detroit, it's going to kill the little guy.
That's what they said
because
about Waffle
House.
Because
these guys coming out, after they're doing their 8-hour shift on the overnight plant, trying to get like a $3.99 breakfast. Now, if it's $13.99, they're going home.
Yeah, it's weird that it would go up that much. I mean, I understand they were saying the same thing about Waffle House. Their margins are really thin because they 95% of what they serve is breakfast food, and it is fairly cheap still. So they couldn't keep eating the cost of these eggs. It's weird that it would go from like $2 to $9 because it's got eggs in it. But the 50-cent thing, that seems reasonable.
This morning,
to me.
Your favorite Waffle House breakfast is likely going to take a bigger bite out of your wallet. With egg prices soaring, the popular breakfast chain announcing it's temporarily charging an extra 50 cents per egg. The National Restaurant Association says producer costs for eggs are up 134% year over year.
That's just almost too much for any restaurant to try to absorb in their narrow margins.
The average price for a dozen eggs, now more than $5.
And like I said, they went on in that story and said that in some areas, a price of a dozen eggs was $19. I'd like to know where that is and why that would be the case.
Yeah.
But maybe if you live on an island, right? Like off the coast of any coast, right?
I don't know.
You live on an island,
but they're like $6, right? I don't know.
They said $5.25 is a house average,
here?
Something like that. I don't know, because I really don't buy them that often.
I buy them the time, but I don't.
I buy the hard-boiled ones. A dozen eggs will last me a couple weeks. Easy. Maybe 3 weeks.
We make them in the morning.
Okay. I went through a phase where
certainly,
I was eating my eggs,
Yiro makes them in the morning for himself every morning.
Yeah. We mostly eat
and then usually
boiled.
If I'm up, he'll be like, you want a couple? And I'm like, yeah. So, Chacho's more like me. He's like, just give me the 42-gram protein drink, some creatine.
Dude, that's my... Just give me something in a bottle. I wish. I mean, that's my ideal thing. It's kind of expensive, though. I've tried it with the Soylent and all that stuff. But at the end of 2024, at the end of the year, the prices were up to like $4.50 a dozen. And they were saying, "Oh, hopefully it's not coming down." Now the national average is $5.65. The price, so you got to look up. It's just a dozen large white eggs.
I know people are going to say, "Oh, they're more on Instacart," but I think we can get an idea.
See the grocery store price,
and they have the ones that do. I'll use the one that says in-store prices.
Well, yeah, I can look at Walmart because I get groceries from there, and I can just see what they're charging for them. But I mean. They said the problem was going to get better. It's getting worse, and it's bizarre. We knew it was from bird flu. We've been hearing that. So that's part of it. But then also a truck that was carrying like hundreds of thousands of eggs crashed day before yesterday, which didn't help. And then they said the fires in Los Angeles have also caused the prices to go up because the birds are not flying in the right direction. I didn't understand. But it's a combination of issues. So it's not going to get better in the next week or two. Is basically what they made it sound like.
Well,
and you're going to pay 50 cents.
Damn, man. Well,
$4.91 at Walmart for a dozen eggs.
$5.79 at Sprouts.
Oh, these are brown eggs.
These are brown too.
So that should be more expensive. Okay, here we go. 12-count large white eggs, $4.17. There you go. So that should be the in-store price, $4.17.
I don't think they do.
So we're below the national average.
White eggs,
or at least Walmart is
$4.99 for a 12-count. But these are all cage-free range. I went to Sprout. So, yeah. $4.99.
For large white, that's what they count.
Yeah, $4.99. Yeah. So, okay. There you go.
$4.17 at Walmart. So,
ooh.
Save yourself a little money.
$4.19 at Sprouts.
Okay,
12.
There you go.
Extra large, grade A, cage-free eggs, white, $4.19.
Oh, for a cage-free, well, that seems like a steal then. Because most of the ones I'm seeing are over $6 a dozen. I'm not buying eggs for $19 a dozen, that's for sure. Unless I live in St. Thomas or something, I already know that a gallon of milk cost me $15 and maybe I'm going to make the eggs last forever. Like, if that's all your money goes to groceries because you live somewhere like that. But I'm not, if they got that expensive here, I can live without them. I understand there ain't a lot of other stuff that I eat, though. And then
I also think it's a, I don't want to say zeitgeist, but it's a number we can all put on it. It's like gas.
It's like gas, in a sense.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, I know what eggs should cost.
Most people buy
and
them.
And not that much, right? So it's like, we don't really, like, if they were like, hey, the price of T-bones are up, you'd be like, well, I don't.
Yeah.
I buy them every once in a while, and they're expensive anyway. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So unless those went crazy, you might not notice. But eggs...
Everybody buys.
Every time you go to the grocery store, you buy 12 eggs, something you notice right away, and it's just one of those things that now I'm putting that number on everything else.
Yes.
Which is probably true.
Sure.
You know, like, everything's up, and look, have you seen the price of milk?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I've been saying that forever, and it's like, well, is it only milk or something? No, but that's the thing we all buy.
Yeah.
It's like gas. It's something we can all buy, and we know what it costs. Why do we know what it costs? Because we buy it every goddamn week.
Yes.
And if you're going to raise it $2, it's going to piss us off.
And also, because grocery prices are already high, and they've already been high for the last couple of years, then you have this issue with specifically eggs where they're up even more than the average of all the other food, and now you've got a perfect story for the media.
But are they?
Yes, because of bird flu and all that stuff. Yes, okay. They're up way past the average inflation price.
I see some things where I'm like, man.
I know, me too. It's crazy.
You know, some things are still normal, like, you know. For whatever reason, pork chops, you still get
like
$4 10 of them for $5
or
something. And I'm like, wow, that's a good deal. But like ground beef, I'm like, man, that...
It's been expensive for a while.
Like $9, $10. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, you know, whatever. Now, Hamburger Helper hasn't become a cheap meal.
No, it's not
right?
at all.
Right? You know what I mean? You're like, all right, well...
The box of the noodles is even more expensive.
I mean,
now.
Not that it's, you know, but it's not overly expensive. But that used to be something that if the boys were with their mom, I could be like, all right, it's the weekend. I'm going to make Hamburger Helper. I'll eat that Friday and Saturday.
I love it.
Deal, and it'll be like $5 all in.
Exactly.
Right?
Not
like,
anymore.
You know, $3 for ground beef, $2 for that Hamburger Helper. Boom. I'm out. Right?
Hamburger
and now
out.
I'm like, you know, you go grab it, and it's not a big deal again, but you go grab it for yourself, and you're like, well, that was $15.
Am I buying organic? Right. Exactly.
Why was Hamburger Helper $15? Like, this is what I'm... This is what I learned to eat when I was in college. It costs nothing.
Right. This is the leftovers.
This, supposed yeah, to be this is where thousand I don't different have any money.
Yeah.
And this is going to get me through for a couple of days. $4. Like,
yep.
You know,
yep.
I try to tell my boys that. Like, hey, when you go to college, I'm like, well, maybe not to him. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Ground, frozen ground turkey. Still very cheap.
Like ass.
I'm just telling you, if you're trying to survive in college, you know, and you want some meat in your hamburger helper, that's the cheapest I've found.
I know.
The frozen ground turkey.
I see it, and I think about it, and I'm like,
it's kind of gray when you take it out of the tube.
And when you cook it, there's just like no grease whatsoever.
I'm not sure what the hell it is, but yeah, that's still pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Especially at Aldi. So, hamburger got so expensive that now when it's cheap, I buy it. And I never used to really buy hamburger. I never bought ground beef.
Yeah.
Because everyone I've dated doesn't like it. They'd rather have turkey. Fine. So, but now it's gotten so expensive. If I see Walmart, it's like, we've got a pound of Tyson ground beef, and it's $4.50. I'm like, we're buying that.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make something with hamburger because this is a really good
deal.
They
don't eat hamburgers?
Like, every girl I've dated has been like...
Not hamburgers on the grill or anything?
Once in a blue moon. They've always been like, I don't really... They've never
That's
wanted
like such
one.
Such a staple, like, if you're, you know, trying to get to payday and you got kids, you're like, yo, hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. Nobody bitches. You know what I mean? Mac and cheese, boom. We're done.
Well, I got Brooke sorted.
We're going to make it through the weekend.
Those the frozen smash burger patties,
oh, yeah.
You know, that are real thin. I bought those, and suddenly, you know, Brooke's like, okay, these are good.
You put them on,
and I think,
cook them with onions?
Yeah.
Like a real, put the diced onions underneath them?
Cook them in a frying pan.
You know what's on Woot today?
Take like 2 minutes.
We're talking like women, but you know what's on Woot today is the Blackstone Griddle.
I saw that. Yeah,
I almost pulled the trigger on that, man.
I need an air fryer still, though. Like, I don't have a real air fryer.
Blackstone griddle.
It looks
cool. I've always wanted one.
They look very cool.
Put it out in the garage. Man, you can do hamburgers, hot smash. I don't know.
Would be cool.
You know what? I didn't pull the trigger, so I'm like, I don't want to put that son of a bitch together.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, I'm like, they're going to deliver it in two different boxes, and now I'm just going to sit in my garage in boxes.
Yeah, that's a good reason. I need an air fryer.
Anybody got a griddle? I'll buy it from them.
If anyone's got an extra air fryer, I need one of those. I still haven't owned one. I got the Instant Pot. I don't know. My kitchen's very small, and all those appliances have to like go downstairs and then be carried back. So I don't use them that often.
Small.
And I know, but for whatever reason, like I got a toaster oven, and I use that for a lot of stuff. I like having the toaster oven.
Throw it out.
But if I had
it.
The air fryer, then I would need it. Yes. So I know. I just need to get one, and I need to make sure that it fits
I'm thinking
in my
about
kitchen.
Buying. I've been looking at them. I've been thinking about buying like it's a 6-in-1 or whatever.
Well, that's
it's
one
got a
of the
microwave,
ones
air fryer,
yes,
oven,
those are
whatever.
Effing awesome.
It looks very cool. Lagasse has one.
Okay, well, I think
it's
there's
got
another
French
one.
Doors on it, son of
yes,
a bitch.
Yes, and I've seen another one. Maybe it was Emerald, but I don't think so. So I'm not sure, but yes, those things are very cool. I just need an air fryer. I have like I never use any of those. The only accessory I use in the kitchen is a crock pot. I use it all the time.
Oh yeah, me too.
Make chili and stuff like that. But the other stuff I've found over the years, I don't like pressure.
Your life.
I know. I never use
like,
a pressure cooker.
I use it for everything.
Instant pot.
Like even like garlic bread, I
know.
Put it in the air fryer.
Reheating sandwiches. Trust me, I've been taking care of my mom. You go over there, everything gets heated up in the air fryer.
Yeah.
It's faster. I need to get one. Okay, but have you seen the price of eggs? You know, you think I can afford an air fryer right now?
Well, you can cook eggs in an air fryer.
Well, yeah, if I can afford them. Now you're talking about buying both?
I
look like Elon Musk here?
The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.